Who says church is not supposed to be fun? Church is great, a great place to be. It's fun. Amen? You know, since it's fun, I'm going to just start by saying something here today. I was talking to Tom this morning, and I said, why shouldn't I say this? First of all, before I go into my sermon, I'd like to remind you the thought of the day says, do not fear, God has the last word. I love that. How many of you have ever, how many of the women that are here today got married and used their mother's wedding gown? Anybody? Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Did you hold on to that wedding gown? Do some of you still have it? Anybody? No? Well, I'm wearing my wedding gown today. And I'm going to tell you why I'm so happy. Because, do not fear, God has the last word. And I knew that God was going to give me the opportunity. I was really hoping that someday I would be able to fit back into this. And almost 20 years later, I'm back. My friends, I'm back. And I'm glad about that. God really does have the last words. Even in these, this is a funny thing that I'm talking about here today. But if you listen to the sermon scripture today, there's a little hum there somewhere. Maybe somebody can help me with that. There is talk about a fox. Now, you all know that I come from Puerto Rico. Somebody say Puerto Rico. There you go. And in Puerto Rico, we have a whole lot of wild animals. We have animals all over the place. The scripture reading today talks about a fox. And it also talks about a chicken. Now, let me tell you something about this. The sermon title, which is The Foxes Will Fail. If you think about a fox, it is a wild animal. But if you think about a chicken, it's more of a domestic kind of animal. And foxes, if you have heard about them, are kind of sly, right? Foxes get ready and hide and take charge, right? They kind of sneak up on people. On people now, not that much, but the chickens, right? And they tear the flesh apart of these animals with their teeth. And what does a chicken do? What does a chicken do? That. What is it? What is that called? Roost? It roost? Chickens roost, clock, whatever. And doesn't really have teeth. It feeds on insects, feeds on grains. And if you look at these two animals, we have two very different animals here. And they almost kind of appear side to side in this reading of the gospel this morning from Luke. Now, I grew up in a farm. How many of you grew up in farms? Anybody here? Farms, okay? And I saw a lot of chickens, yes, in my day. A lot of chickens, and I saw a lot of predators trying to eat the chickens, too. An occasional human being trying to hunt them down, too, to eat them. Now, a single fox can wipe out a small flock of chickens in no time. It could be a night of disaster. They sneak up on him and they'll eat it up. And once the fox is inside, let's say the coop, it's a done deal. There's no way for them to. There's no hope for the chicken or for the baby chicks either. The fox in our gospel reading this morning is King Herod. If you noticed, King Herod was a ruthless man, so ruthless that he had two of his sons killed because he thought they were a threat to his power, political power. Now, Herod is out. At this time, he was out to kill who? Jesus. And the Pharisees, who were not, allies of Jesus, let me tell you, were around there trying to pretend concern, trying to warn Jesus that maybe try to change his mind, his way of thinking or doing things, hoping maybe to intimidate or frighten Jesus. But Jesus was not intimidated that day. He was not intimidated at all by the Pharisees, by their scare tactics. He said that he had to be on his way. Go ahead and tell your neighbor, I'm on my way. He paid no attention to the threats of Herod. Jesus just declares, as many times as he did in other places, that he was on his way, and his mission was to reach Jerusalem. There's something much larger than Herod. There's something much larger than the foxes of the world in the ministry of Jesus that had to move him forward. Often we hear in Luke's gospel that Jesus is on his way. And it's especially memorable the time when the crowd outside of Nazareth tried to throw him off the hill, and Jesus somehow got away and was on his way. Jesus had a mission. He was not about to let any threat, any scare tactic, any Herod, any fox prevent him from going on to his mission. Not the crowd in the temple that day, and certainly not Herod. In our own Lenten journey and walk of life, walk of faith even, there are plenty of foxes, have you noticed? A lot of things that want to scare us away from our mission. Somebody say amen? Foxes that seem that they're out there to get us. And sometimes the fox is our own illness. Sometimes the fox is our own despair. Sometimes our weakness. Sometimes our sins. Where we might face a situation. A situation of our workplace, of our family situation and circumstances that are out there, and we think that everything is out to get me. Have you ever felt that way? Such foxes can be intimidating, false, sneaky, deceptive. Now, let me ask you, has anybody been to Abraham Lincoln's presidential library? Anybody? The new room, the library in Springfield, Illinois, it is said that one of the most amusing parts of this museum is called the Whispering Gallery. Anybody heard about that? Now, in this Whispering Gallery, Abraham Lincoln and his wife Mary, that I have to remind you, these two endured a great deal of criticism, of ridicule in their time, and gossip when they lived in Washington, D.C. And during Lincoln's presidency, it wasn't always easy. In this museum, the Whispering Gallery contains all of the foul, unkind, and untrue words that were whispered about them by others. I just have to go to this place. Everything that was whispered and said about them in the community. And when you walk, it is said that when you walk through this gallery, it is as if they're whispering in your ears, into your ears. Whispers that are coming from all over the places, in all kinds of directions. And all of a sudden, they seem to inhabit your head. They're all in there. It's very powerful, they say. But it's also a little bit frightening. There are a lot of foxes in the world. And Jesus shows us how to deal with them, you see. Jesus is clear about who holds his life and who holds his future. Are you clear about this? God does. God holds this. Jesus does not let Herod's threats stop him from doing what he knows has to be done, the mission that needs to be done for the world. And Jesus will go to Jerusalem.
and Herod will not stop him. Jesus will be killed, but it won't be by Herod's doing. It won't be by his hand. And his death will not be God's final word either. Somebody say amen. Amen. The final victory belongs to God and the risen Christ. The foxes of the world, of this world, don't have the last word in our lives either. Now, Lent is, as we've been saying these last couple of weeks, is a journey. As well as life. Life is a journey. And as we seek to live life faithfully, it is important to remember who holds us. Who holds you, brothers and sisters? And who has the final word over our lives? So we face the foxes with courage. I don't know what your situation is. What's trying to scare you? It could be anything. But you're not alone. God is with you. We can face the foxes with courage. We can face the foxes with determination, refusing to be drawn by their false hints and tactics. God will triumph. Jesus uses the illustration of a hen gathering chicks, her chicks, to describe what God is all about. Have you ever seen this painting of the hen? It's a famous painting of a hen that has all the chicks and spreads her wings like that and is trying to protect her chicks. Oh, what a powerful, powerful image. Now God desires to gather us all into a place of protection, a place of safety in his loving hands. Now if you think about it, it seems hopeless. After all, what chance does a chicken have against a hen have against a fox? Do you see any chances there? But we know how the story ends. We know that God will give us victory. We know that it's not hopeless at all. Jesus Christ is the victor. He will rise from the dead as he did, and he saves us. The journey ends with powerful grace of God. Going back to the whispering gallery in the Lincoln Museum, it so seems to be like an oppressive kind of atmosphere. But how telling is it that this little whispering gallery is held within a much, much bigger, larger building that honors the very man those foxes pursued to bring down. The truth, honor. You all know the legacy of Abraham Lincoln. And his life far outshined any foxiness that was aimed at him. Jesus followed God. He followed God with courage. He followed God with determination, with sacrifice, and we are all asked to do the same. I don't know in what phase of your life you are in your faith at this time. Even in life alone, the hills, the mountains, the challenges that you might be confronting. And at this time, some of you that are here today might be feeling afraid. I don't think I could do this. I don't think I could go to the next step. I think everybody wants to get me. Somebody say, uh-oh. Now let me tell you something. God is with you. You are not alone. And you are listening to some voices right now, like the whispering gallery of Abraham Lincoln Museum. A lot of voices that are telling you, oh, you might not be able to do that. Oh, you're not forgiven. Oh, remember that you did this. Oh, remember that you did that. Oh, remember that you're not strong enough. Oh, remember, remember, remember. And he is forgetting the enemy, I say, that there is somebody else whispering into our ear, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. And that voice is telling us, you can do it. I like that expression. We say it a lot at the baseball games. You can do it. God is whispering in your ear, you can do it, because he is with you, because there is no battle that he cannot win, and he makes you that same kind of winner. So in that gallery of life, your gallery, where many voices are coming from many places, choose which voice you're going to be hearing and believing. And believe the one that's telling you, I am your God. For me, there is nothing impossible. Believe in me and hold on to my hand, that I will take you from victory to victory, and you will see no defeat. Hallelujah. Can you look into the big eyes of the pastor? Don't be afraid, my friends. God is with us. Full of love, full of grace, seeking always to gather his own, to gather his brood under his wings. Hallelujah. We need not to let the foxes of this world frighten us and derail us from our mission. And we all have a mission. God did not put you in this life to just sit around and look at other people do stuff. He wants you to do some action in his name and to his glory. May God bless you all.